How to encourage holy risk without pressuring performance when someone discovers a missing model in the family map. They may also discover a new invitation. They may say, "No one in my family ever led spiritually, but I feel called to lead." Or, "No one built a healthy marriage, but I want something different." Or, "No one finished school, but I want to study." Or, "No one started a ministry, but I keep sensing God may be calling me to begin." These moments are sacred. They require care. A Christian leader can encourage holy risk, but must not pressure performance. Holy risk is a faithful step taken with prayer, wisdom, humility, and trust in God. Performance pressure is the burden to prove worth, impress others, fix the family story, or become impressive. Those are very different. A ministry leader might ask, "What is one faithful step you can take without needing to prove your whole future today?" That question protects the person from overwhelm. For example, someone who wants to lead a soul center may not need to launch immediately. The first step may be completing training, meeting with a mentor, praying with a trusted leader, or inviting two people into a Bible study. Someone who wants a healthier marriage may not need to solve every pattern at once. The first step may be learning to apologize, listening without defensiveness, seeking marriage mentoring, or practicing one new rhythm of prayer. Someone who wants to pursue education may not need to complete an entire degree right away. The first step may be finishing one course with faithfulness. A wise leader helps the person move from vague calling to faithful next step. But we must also keep boundaries. We should not make promises like, "God will make this succeed." We should not say, "You are definitely called to this." We should not use spiritual language to rush discernment. Instead, we can say, "This may be worth discerning with prayer, training, and wise counsel." Encouragement should include support, not pressure. Holy risk also needs community. When a person becomes a first-generation blessing builder, they often need models outside the family line, pastors, mentors, coaches, chaplains, teachers, church leaders, soul center leaders, or mature believers. The church can become a redemptive family where new patterns are learned. A missing model is not the end of the story. In Christ, a person can receive new models, practice new habits, and take new steps. The goal is not to become impressive. The goal is faithfulness. A ministry genogram conversation helps someone say, "This was missing in my family line, but by God's grace, it does not have to be missing forever."